All right, I want to welcome everyone out for our September 16, 2013 regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to start with an invocation by Commissioner Burka, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Bow with me, please. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for the beautiful day that you've given us. And Lord, we just thank you for what you do for us each and every day. As we work within this county, Lord, we just ask your blessings upon the decisions we make, that they be good for our citizens and our employees. And we'll do what's right in your sight. And we thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Three A is to consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meetings. Plural.
Move to approve minutes of previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the minutes of the previous meetings. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. 3C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. 3D are budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. 3E are accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
Accounts payable? On the accounts payable, I'm going to be moving some money. And the best thing to do is for the insurance account, because the insurance account is going to be over $92,000. So escrow account, insurance escrow, is the best place to take that from right now, because the operating account is very short too.
Yeah, I had two.
So okay. It's very short. You're spending left and right, so you know the spending's got to be cut. So I mean, if you possibly wait to spend something, wait to spend it, because what's on a piece of paper is not what's in the bank.
For now,
yes, until the taxes start coming in, because what a budget is just a piece of paper with numbers on it. What is in the bank is true money.
We're working on making all that now, so.
Thank you.
Kind of working here.
All Item 3F is accept for recording auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, governmental equipment lease purchase agreement from Caterpillar Financial Services Corporation, and oil and gas lease and letter agreement between Upshur County and PEDEX with reference to Upshur County school land, Throckmorton County, Texas.
Motion to approve.
Second.
For record.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded.
Judge, can I ask a question on the thing y'all signed, on the paperwork you signed for the lease money coming in from the available or of the school land? When is that supposed to come in, do you know? Or have y'all heard?
The what now? For the surface?
The lease.
The surface lease?
The surface lease, yes, I haven't seen it. And I didn't know if it had a date that it was supposed to be coming in or if they told you.
Do you mean the mineral lease?
Yes, the one that y'all signed in court about a month or so ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the mineral lease?
Yes.
They're going to leave that in escrow until they do a title search.
Okay.
To make sure we own the property, because if we were to get the money and we did not own the mineral rights?
Yes.
Then we would have to reimburse.
We would have to refund them.
So they're going to put it in escrow account until all is settled.
Okay, I just needed a little bit of explanation because I've been looking for something.
Item 3G, your applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve resolution in support of Kaufman County joining the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority. Kaufman County would like to join the Mobility Authority, and that requires a permission by each member county. So the board has asked us to approve that. The board is excited about it because it will take our region all the way to the Metroplex. So.
Move to approve the resolution to get that.
And support it.
To support Kaufman County joining NETRMA.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burkus to approve the resolution approving Kaufman County joining the NETRMA. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
I'm sorry.
This one you want back?
Yeah, I'll take that one back. Thank you, sir. Item 5 is discuss and take action to authorize work at livestock pavilions under the interlocal agreement with the city of Gilmer. And this is our annual work that we do out at the livestock barns. Are you aware of that, Andy?
A little bit.
Okay. I'm sure that your men sort of know what they normally do.
I think they run out there, scrape up the old shavings and haul them off.
I move to authorize work at livestock pavilion under the interlocal agreement.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Burkus to approve the work be performed under the interlocal agreement. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is discuss and take action to approve request from the Gilmer Area Chamber of Commerce to use the courthouse lawn on Saturday, September the 21st, 2013, for a full day of fun at the Chamber of Commerce Yam Jam.
Move to approve the request.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the chamber request. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is discuss and take action to accept Grace Lane and Faith Lane into the county road inventory and on the waiting list. I thought Mr. Trawick would be here, but he explained to me that there are portions of Grace Road and, or Grace Lane and Faith Lane that need to be accepted into the inventory. They've already been on the waiting list, and there are sections that have not been on the waiting period.
Correct.
Do you know which part is which, Andy?
I do not have it with me.
Okay.
I thought he would be here. Don't want to talk to him about it.
Okay.
But I went out and looked at it, and he's made alterations that I thought he needed to do. So as far as that goes.
On the part that was already on the waiting list?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I don't know what he's talking about putting on the new. I mean, I've looked at the entire road, but I don't know if that information sets it out. I really wish he was here, to be honest with you.
Okay. He will be here next time.
Let's table it.
Because we're going to approve a subdivision for him.
Okay.
Next time.
Yes.
Okay.
You going to move the table or just no action?
So we just won't take any action on it today. I'll bring it back. Item 8 is discuss and take action to approve the purchase of a shredder for the district attorney's office to be paid out of records management funds. And they provided us with three different prices. There's three that are just under $2,500, and then there's one that's over $3,500. So I thought if we approved $2,500, then he could.
I move we approve $2,500 for the DA's office paper shredder out of record management.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve $2,500 out of records management for a shredder for the district attorney's office. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is discuss need to make nominations to the board of directors for Upshur County Appraisal District by October the 15th. And I just wanted to bring this up now and publicly say that anyone that's interested in being on the appraisal district board should contact your commissioner and let them know of your interest. And it is a discussion item if anybody wants to talk about it, but it's not an action item today.
Since I have never done this before, are each commissioner supposed to find someone from our own area to nominate, or does it matter where they're from?
It doesn't matter where they're from, and the commissioner's court can nominate as many people as they want to.
Okay.
What I will tell you happens generally is that when it comes time for the election, we will have enough votes to place two people on the board.
Okay.
We get two.
If we have to work our votes correctly, but we can generally put two people on the board.
Okay.
And just as for clarity, this is not for the appraisal review board. This is for the
appraisal board.
Yeah.
Board of directors.
Board of directors.
who's our two members now?
Maddox and David Clay, I believe.
Is it David Clay or Conrad Coppedge?
Conrad Coppedge.
Conrad. And Daryl McKnight.
Those are ours?
Yes.
Well, we nominated them, did we?
Well, Jared Maddox was nominated by us also. Mm-hmm.
All three of them were nominated by us, but
yeah.
I just wonder which one we added.
We voted. Our vote went for Coppedge and McKnight?
No, Maddox. Jared Maddox.
So y'all be thinking about that one. Anything else on that? Okay, item 10 is discuss and take action to approve addendum to the warranty support license agreement with Hart InterCivic. This is a 3-year agreement with Hart for maintenance on our voting equipment. And by signing a 3-year commitment, we save about $3,000.
Per year or overall?
Overall.
And it's locked in. We know what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For 3 years.
For a 3-year period.
And how much is it a year?
$14,791.
Per year.
How much should they usually go up?
I think they say 4%.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see how it says 4% of them.
This is for us just to, do we lease their equipment? All them voting machines and stuff?
No, it's the license and agreement with them. So we have the equipment, but if we don't pay the licensing, we can't use it.
Okay. I need a business license.
Am I understanding that right? The initial term is the $14,791, but each subsequent year is a 4% increase if they want to?
After the three-year term.
After the three-year term?
Yes, the term.
After the initial term commitment period, yeah, that'd be right.
Okay, got it.
Okay, all right. I'll move to approve the addendum to the warrant to support last agreement with Hardinger City.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the agreement with Hart. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. It's not signed yet, but I'm just going to put one in the record until we get it executed. Item 11 is discuss and take action to set sheriffs and constable fees for 2014. I gave you all it was something from Rick Wellison. He had made a little survey of our surrounding counties and what they're charging for citations and postings. We don't have to take action on this until September the 30th. So I thought y'all might want time to visit with your constables, maybe visit with the sheriff and see where they wanted to go. But I think you'll find most of the constables think that their service fee should increase.
I know that mine already does.
So do y'all want time to visit with them?
I'm good to go now.
Do you know what you want to do now?
Do you know how high you want, I mean, where you want to set them?
Aren't they set here?
Well,
they're recommendation. I mean, recommendation.
Yeah. Are they recommendation?
Yes. On that paper from Rick, it said I'd like to see our rates compared to Wood County's rates. Stations 100, postings 50, Ritz 125. Based on his numbers, paper served for 2012, and bring in an additional $25,000. So I take that as a recommendation. And I don't think he could do it without contacting the sheriff. So I'm good to go.
And he's done his homework, so.
But that's sheriff's fees, right?
Yes, that's not for
constables.
Well, they serve too. They serve the same paper. They can do that, so it would affect both of them. That's why some of the times when you were talking about constables earlier, the fees not changing, because some of the things that they serve, it gets posted, the money does under the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. So it's not separated.
So I'd like to visit with the constables a little bit.
Your time.
I'd like a little time. I mean, I'm fine with them going up. I just want to make sure the constables and JPs and everybody's on board.
Well, I talked to JP this morning.
Commissioner Heffner would really like time to visit. Okay. Is that okay?
Sure.
I'd like to just bounce it off of them. I have no problem with it at all.
Okay.
I agree that they probably need to be more comparable because these are.
We're about the lowest one in the state. We are.
We're the lowest one on that page.
On this sheet.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bring item 11 back next time. Item 12 is discuss and take action to appoint Upshur County elected official to the Tri-County Community Action Board of Directors. This board serves people in our community that are less fortunate and indigent. It helps with some utility bills, and I think they're mostly funded by federal money. But we need to have an elected official on their board. It requires a visit once a month to Center, Texas. They don't meet in July and December.
Well, I had considered that, but Center, because you had said they may be moving closer to this area, mm-hmm. but that would put me on the road late at night. So I think that really should go to one of the guys.
Put me on there. I'll do it.
You want it?
I'll do it.
All right.
As long as they'll notify me when the meeting is. And they might be moving closer than Center.
Not right now. They do pay you mileage.
Okay. Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not the full state rate. It's like 44 cents.
Yeah. You take the next one, Cole.
What? I'm about to make a motion. Hey, I don't know.
This is a one year.
Is it 1 year?
I think it's 1 year.
Okay.
How about it says the director's service to be
your term? It could be any elected official.
Okay. It's a 2 year term?
2 year term. No, that's the appraisal district. I don't think I had anything. What?
Nobody else is going to want to do that.
Probably not.
And I would if it was not so far.
I understand.
I mean, that's me coming in at midnight and stuff, so. If, I mean, if they're over from like 7 to 9, then it's about 11:30.
Okay.
Pretty good haul down there. I'll move to appoint Commissioner Mike Spencer to the Tri-County Community Action Board of Directors.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to appoint Commissioner Spencer to the Tri-County Community Action Board. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Thank you for your support, Dylan.
And ladies.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're approved. It's approved.
Sleeping down there or what?
I wasn't.
We figured you'd just take care of it.
We have an addendum that I posted after I posted the regular agenda, and it is discuss and take action concerning removal of dead trees from the courthouse lawn. Kristen posted this for me, so the tree I specifically have in mind is this tree on the southwest corner, and I am never for cutting a tree, but I'm going to say this. As dry as it is and the way that tree has grown, it has dropped some limbs, and I'm worried to death that during the ambry, a family or someone could be sitting under that tree, and if one of those limbs broke off, it could really hurt somebody.
Also, if one broke off of this over the building over there, yeah. Take out that corner of that building.
The tree's on a lot. At first glance, it doesn't look that bad, but after you start looking up into it, it's just bad.
Pretty hollow in places.
Yeah. I think a lot of the limbs are hollow, and a lot of them are on top of them are kind of.
And do we have the manpower to get that down ourselves?
I think that probably needs to be. We need to hire a tree man with expertise and liability insurance.
Okay.
That would be my guess.
Anybody county out there big enough, good enough to take that big old tree down, Andy?
Or?
We got anybody out at the county that's well versed enough to take that big old tree down out in the?
We're a broadsword, not a scout.
You're a shotgun, not a rifle, huh?
I mean, I can put it on the ground. That's not a problem. I have the guys that can do it. But
not in pieces, like probably right. Needs to be done. Yeah.
My guys will not climb a tree and fell it like you were talking about.
I think we need to hire it done there,
Chuck.
One of the other things to consider is that we have sprinkler systems scattered out all through there, so whatever traffic we use to go in and extricate that tree, you need to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. That can do several thousand dollars worth of damage to the sprinkler system, so that has to be considered in whoever. Y'all decide to take the tree out. I've trimmed it several different times with a little portable electric rig because we could avoid the sprinkler system, but if we move heavy equipment in there, we really need to make sure whoever does it takes the precautions necessary not to damage the
investments.
As far as that being said, if y'all can get someone to put it down, we can get it out of there.
That would probably
be a good idea.
If we do the remote.
That's not a problem, but
Storing around the stump too.
Get some inmates to load it. Somebody just cut it.
Chuck, would you be able to solicit a couple of estimates?
Sure. Yeah.
And probably also.
I don't think. Well, unless the court disagrees with me, I don't think you need to bring it back to the court. I think that you get the lowest estimates you can find, and then you oversee it and get it done. Because the reason I went ahead and posted this addendum the next morning was because I'm afraid if we waited until September the 30th, we wouldn't have time to get it done before the ambry.
Exactly. And I brought out several witnesses to some of the sizes of those limbs. When I trimmed it with the little portable machine, I was only trimming the dead limbs thinking, well, maybe this tree will recover somehow. But I've got the agricultural extension agent and us with all one day. She says the tree won't recover. So if we we need to take it out as fast as we can.
What about grinding the stump?
The green limbs are now falling. They're not waiting to die and be laid. And they're very, very heavy.
We have a way of marking the sprinklers?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Would you have money?
In fact, we're doing that right now. Because of the construction on the ADA, we're having to mark the sprinklers. And they prepared it once they did. We haven't even touched this side yet. But yes, we'll mark the sprinklers and the lines before anybody comes in. I got to do that today.
Okay.
There's nothing that prevents the court from, we can go out there and look at it. If anybody needs to, has everybody already looked at it?
I've looked at it.
Okay.
I'll move to.
Southwest.
That's a big old tree.
That's the only tree I saw.
Are we going to plant something back in its place?
Let's find out. Let's ask Chuck.
I glanced around and that's the only one I saw as a problem.
Chuck, is that the only tree that we really have any concern about?
As far as I know, that's the only tree that poses a danger to the public.
Okay.
There are other limbs falling out of other trees, but they're so small, it's not a safety issue. And the trees aren't dead. They just, because of the drought, as the judge pointed out, all the trees around here, as our brother Grigman know, are really stressed.
Okay.
I'll move to any action.
Yes.
I have a question. Are we going to plant something back in its place?
Yeah, we'll talk about stump grinding and planting later. Is that okay?
Yep.
What about the chamber?
Nope, we have to take action.
We have to take action.
I'm sorry, what?
So what about the chamber using it this weekend for the AM chamber?
Did we not?
Block it off?
Did we not agree to that?
It's yellow.
It won't happen that fast.
It's not going to happen that fast. So maybe we'll be lucky.
I think it'd be all right.
There's no way we can do anything to it before then.
No. I'll move to, for the, where are you? Head of maintenance to solicit bids to remove that tree on the southwest corner of the courthouse and use the lowest qualified bidder.
I will keep talking.
The yellow ribbon, I keep people from the GM. Keep them from walking around. I want to bring you that.
Okay.
Can I just maybe amend that just a minute? Chuck, is that possible for you, because of the jam thing, they're coming up on the 21st, the tree won't be down. Do you have any way to perimeter mark that to keep people from walking underneath it?
Yes, sir, I can do that. I can ribbon that off.
Ribbon that off?
I can ribbon that off.
Okay.
If you don't get it down before that thing is populated, I'll make sure and ribbon off around that tree and put signs up saying,
And the motion was to get bids on taking the tree down and road and bridge, chop it up and haul it off.
Yes, and then we'll have to deal with the stump. The stump will sooner or later have to be ground.
We'll deal with that later, yeah.
I'll get the cost of all that.
I need a test run.
What's my second?
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, the motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry, is to request that building maintenance get bids and take the lowest bid, remove the tree from the southwest corner of the courthouse lawn, and in the meantime, cordon that area off to keep people away from it.
And for him to go ahead and have it done.
And to get the tree cut. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.